Hello, all the way to your homes from the Zoomerplex.
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny because sometimes the technology, while it's wonderful and allows us to all do our shows from wherever we are, it gets in the way in terms of the three of us being able to get together and actually chat. But we wanted to make sure that we made room for that this morning because, once again, as you do every year, you've got something pretty spectacular going on, even though this year looks a little different than we're used to.
Yeah, we're walking. I'm walking. Yes, indeed. We are virtually doing the Bladder Cancer Awareness Walk this year across the country. So we're being encouraged to do the walk in our neighborhoods to raise much needed funds for bladder cancer patients and research. And Neil and Sam, you know, with or without COVID-19, more than 11,000 new cases of bladder cancer will be diagnosed this year. So in 2020, more than ever, with delays in diagnoses and treatment because of the pandemic, we need to continue to support bladder cancer patients and raise awareness and fund research for the fifth most common cancer in Canada. That's right. Bladder cancer is the fifth most common cancer in Canada.
Jane, tell us why this is your passion again. I love the backstory, and I know our listeners connect with you when you talk about your mom.
Well, you're absolutely right. For our new listeners, I have joined Bladder Cancer Canada as a result of losing my mom to the disease now 8 years ago. So in honor of her, we put together a team every year supported here by Zoomer Media to raise money for the 80,000 people who are living with bladder cancer this year and who, as a result of the support, the financial support, we're starting to see improvements in treatment, which means that maybe somebody else's mom will end up being saved, unlike my mom who passed away from bladder cancer. I also just want to mention that I know this has been a financially challenging year for many, and I know you may need to pare down your list of donations to charities, but I would encourage you to keep Bladder Cancer Canada on your list, and here's why. Unlike many other charities with expensive administration costs, Bladder Cancer Canada uses 100% of your donation to support and fund research and to support patients. 100%, guys.
If it is the fifth most common cancer, why does it not get the attention that so many of the others do? Is it just that people aren't aware? Is it a subject we're not comfortable talking about? What is it?
There just wasn't the same kind of groundswell around supporting bladder cancer awareness that there was for other types of cancer like breast cancer and prostate cancer. But Bladder Cancer Canada is catching up. It's taken a few years, but it is now in the forefront. People know it exists. People know that it is a disease that primarily affects men, but also affects women, my mom being a perfect example of that. And it's so easy to diagnose. The main symptom is blood in your urine. And if you see blood in your urine, you call your doctor, you push to see a urologist so you can rule out bladder cancer. So the awareness has increased, but it's not all the way where it needs to be yet.
Jane, tell us, I want to donate. Where do I go? What do I do?
It's so easy. Zoomerradio.ca, Zoomerradio.ca. You'll see a link to donate on the main page, and you'll receive an instant tax receipt as soon as you make your donation.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Jane Brown.
Love you, Jane.
Thank you, guys. Love you both.
Okay, thanks.